Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Mac McEwen with the Down Home Band. And Mac, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Well, that's great, Warren. Glad to be here today.
Well, and we're very glad to get to talk to you. Very excited about you coming to Jamestown and performing here at Victory Lutheran Church. And real quick, for those maybe who are unaware of the Down Home Family Band or what you guys are doing, you want to kind of introduce yourself and what you guys do?
Well, absolutely. We're out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we're a country band that does country and country gospel music, and we enjoy so much being in the heartland, especially. Jamestown's a great place. We've been through it a number of times, and we're really looking forward to being at Victory Lutheran.
Well, and I know we're very excited to have you in Jamestown. So, Mac, you said you've been through Jamestown a few times. As far as performances go, what's typically where you guys hit up? Is it churches, or do you do concerts, or what's kind of the regular tour for you guys?
Well, the regular tour, being that we're a family, our music started with us sitting around a dining room table and singing. Every one of us in the group plays and sings, and my family, and then we have additional people that come along and play with us, drums and lead and whatever else we need, because traditional country music has a lot of different variety in it. But what people can expect when we come to Jamestown is a concert that is, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of familiarity with the different types of music. And with regard to like country music, a lot of country music is founded from artists that grew up singing in the church.
Yeah.
And our group is no different. And so when you ask me the question about what we do, we're like right now we're getting ready to set up. We're playing Grandstand out in the Midwest. And so we do country music out there, and we throw in some gospel music and some a cappella music and all of that. And we've got a full band playing, and then we do churches and we do the same thing. And we understand there's a difference between what's appropriate and what's not to play in places. And so I don't want folks to be worried about us being appropriate. I've been in church my whole life, and I'm late 50s now. And so, but what people can expect is just great music. You know, music has a way of speaking to people like no other medium. And so they're going to be able to hear a cappella music. They're going to hear old favorites. They're going to hear songs from maybe a hymn book or two, a couple of songs like that. There's some of our original material that we bring in. And it's the same quality level as you would expect from Nashville, Tennessee. If you're going there to the Opry or any other place to music, that's what they're going to hear.
That's fantastic. Very, very cool. And real quick too, Mac, you guys have written some music for some pretty well-known names in country music, haven't you?
Yeah, we're affiliated with, you know, all the names. It's interesting you bring that part up, because usually when we're talking to churches, people, but you know what, here's the interesting thing. You know, yeah. you go to a church and you talk to some people in the church, and if you walk out and you're going to go get a burger or something after service is done, and you get into their car and you turn on their radio, they're going to be listening to, you know, everything from the local Christian station all the way over to country music in there. And my best buddy back home is the younger Doc Holliday, and we do a lot of writing, and they can expect to hear the quality of music that they would hear from anybody out there. Here's another interesting statistic about our group. Our band back home that works with us in the studio, they've got 1,400 number ones in the last 10 years on country radio.
Wow.
So I'm not here to drop names or anything like that, because that's not important.
Right.
But I do think it's important that people realize that whether you're a country artist like we are, or whether or not you're a person that works at the gas station, or whether you work at the co-op, or whether you work, because I'm a small town farm boy, I know about all those places. Wherever you are, you know, if you're a person of faith, this is what my granddaddy used to say: God deserves excellence. He deserves the best you got. So when people come to church service on Sunday, or whether or not they're here tonight when we're playing this Grandstand out here, wherever they are, they can come expecting to hear excellent music, top drawer, what they would pay for at any other place. The beauty of it is, when you go to church, it's a lot less expensive than coming here to the Grandstand to hear us sing.
So, all it takes is a little time, right? That's the only cost.
yeah, just come on down and enjoy some great music. And, you know, our group has always had, and I've always had this too, there's three things that we're about: faith, family, and freedom. And we're very patriotic. We honor veterans and that sort of thing. Every single concert I do, everywhere we go, we honor them. Because I realize without them, we couldn't do what we want to do.
Definitely.
This world would not be the same without those folks. So the freedom is a big deal. Family is vitally important, whether it's your church family, whether it's your personal biological family, whether some people don't have a lot of biological family, but other people have been adoptive grandparents or whatever it is for them.
Yeah.
Family is vital. And then faith. You got to believe in something. And I tell you what, I've been there when my kids are born. Yeah. And I realized that my belief is that there's somebody a lot smarter than me to put all that together. So faith is very important to me.
Yeah.
And so that's how we look at stuff. And we're so straightforward and earthy when we're in churches. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that we need to be anything other than who we are and understand who we were made by. Yeah. And understand He's made us for a reason. And our reason is to sing and encourage people using music.
There you go. Love the message. Again, we have Mac McEwen with the Down Home Band joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. They will be in Jamestown at Victory Lutheran Church Sunday, June 23rd, to perform during the 9:30 a.m. worship service. And Mac, you know, people can enjoy, like you said, a little mix of gospel, a little mix of a cappella, a little bit of country in there as well. We just want anybody and everybody to make it over and see what you guys have to offer, right?
Exactly. I would say this. It will be worth any time that you invest to come. You'll leave better than you came.
Absolutely.
You'll leave better than you came. And that's the goal, is to get something from it.
Exactly. Absolutely. So Mac, if anybody wants to learn more about the Down Home Band or about you and what you guys do, you guys got a website that individuals can check out if they want more information?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for asking that, Warren. I would have forgotten it. But the bottom line is they can go to downhomefamily.com. They can listen to all kinds of music on there, and they can see pictures of what we look like. And I'm the only scary one in the bunch. So you've already heard me talk. I'm not that scary. I've got a long beard, and so people sometimes they look at me and think I'm a biker, but I'm not. I'm just a farmer with a long beard. You know, maybe my razor broke. They don't know. But the bottom line is that you can check out photos, you can look at music, you can see where we're going, what we're doing. And I just want to make a special invitation. If you're in Jamestown, you want to hear some great music, please come out and see us. We'd love to meet you, just interact with you a little bit, and encourage you. And that's our goal, and that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Again, the Down Home Family Band will be here June 23rd at Victory Lutheran Church in Jamestown for their 9:30 a.m. worship service. Mac, any other words of wisdom or anything else you want to leave us with here on this Friday?
Well, other than your maker deserves the best you got, mm-hmm. and church isn't a waste of time, and family is important. And if you're military out there, please come, because we'd love to just thank you for what you've done. And other than that, that's the only words of wisdom. Come on out. We'd love to see y'all.
Beautiful. Mac, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Warren.